This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
We kick off in the USA, where a trans teen was kicked out of school but voted homecoming king at the new one. Stiles Schuschlag, a transgender teenager who transferred to Noble High School in Maine, was asked to leave his Christian private school in New Hampshire, but was received by being voted as homecoming king at a Friday night football game.
It's a bit of a turnaround
for sure. The high school senior's experiences at his new school starkly contrast with the way his former school, which was the Tri-City Christian Academy, reacted to his transition and gender expression. In fact, after he came out in 2015, the school asked him to hide his transition by continuing to use the women's restroom and playing for the girls' sports teams. But as things progressed and he began taking hormones, his transition became more obvious. The administrators then asked Stiles, or they gave him two options to proceed if he wanted to continue attending the school.
Interestingly, he's got really good grades, one of the highest grades in the school of the graduating class, and really aspired to be a valedictorian, their lead student, if you like.
Biggest and best. And this is what they basically gave him an ultimatum, which was he could repent and confess his sins and denounce that he was male, stop testosterone and see Christian counselling. That's option one. The other option was to continue under the school, but only if he did that as homeschooling.
Instead, he said, I'll take option C and go to another school and become fabulous.
Fantastic.
Some more positive news, this time from Germany. Two men in Berlin became the first same-sex couple there to adopt a child on Tuesday, October the 10th. It was a big step forward for gay people in the country. Now, Germany has made rather big strides towards equal rights for gays and lesbians when it has allowed same-sex couples to wed from the 1st of October.
I actually thought they were already there on adoption, but no, this is one that has sort of fallen through the cracks, but has started to flow through in this new spirit of acceptance in Germany.
So the couple got married and then a couple of days later submitted their wedding certificate to seek legal adoption of a two-year-old boy who was living with them as a foster child at that time.
Across to Nepal, where a 40-year-old woman has made history, becoming Nepal's first transgender person to be issued with a marriage certificate by district officials, even though the country has no formal laws for such unions. Miss Nath married her 22-year-old partner, Ramesh Yogi, and they feared that their in-laws would not welcome them, would not welcome her as a transgender woman into the family, and that's quite an important cultural acceptance in Nepal. Many transgender people in the country still struggle to be open about their identity, despite the fact that they have a third gender option on identity cards. And Miss Nath was one of the drivers in terms of one of the activists pushing for that, and was the first transgender woman to have that stamped on her passport.
And in brief, not such wonderful transgender news. The Greek church is mourning the passing of transgender inclusive law by ringing their bells in protest.
In the USA, California now recognizes a third gender.
And also in the USA, Dolly Parton has thrown her considerable support behind Australia's Yes Vote for Marriage Equality. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.